Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. Before we talk to Attorney General Doug Ganser, who's running to become the next governor of Maryland, at least get the Democratic nomination, we have with us once again Baynard Wood, senior editor for the City Paper, talking about this week's issue. Baynard, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm very well, man. So you got this big arts and culture issue coming out. What's happening with it?
Yeah, so it's the Fall Arts Preview. And, you know, listening to you talking about the audits and our cover story last week about Vox police investigations, we really tried to think about that the arts aren't just a distraction and they aren't something light, but they really show us what it means to be human in the face of all of these other things and why all of these other things mattered. So we found over 62 events that we could really recommend to help remind us why what it means to be human and why that matters over the upcoming months. We provided listings for those. We sat down with the new director of the Walters Museum, Julia Marciari-Alexander, to talk about, she had some really fascinating things to say about us living in the most visual culture since the Middle Ages, and the roles of the museum in such a digital age. We look at the new show at AVAM, which looks a lot at what it means to be human and the way that we and machines can kind of come together, as well as three new plays at the newest theater company up in Station North at Acme Corporation, which Lola Pearson, who won our Best New Playwright this year, she has a short play as well as one by Beckett and Sam Shepard. So we've got tons of art stuff going on, an interview with Boyster, which is spectacular. And then in our City Folk column goes back to Adam Stab, one of the original graffiti artists in Baltimore, who's still around doing it after
Adam.
For 30 years.
Right. So we're looking forward to interviewing the new director of Walters ourselves. I mean, everything I'm hearing, I'm curious what you found from the interview that people can read in the City Paper this week about your impression of her and what she's saying about the future of the Walters. So people just seem to be enamored with her direction.
Yeah, I think she's going to do some really interesting things. She talked about wanting to not have, she used the word ghettoized, that they keep a lot of their collections separated from each other right now. And one of the things that she wants to do is, and she asked the curators to do, is think of ways that they can mix it up, that there can be more exchange between the different regions, whether chronologically or by some kind of theme or idea. And she's talking about the differences. You know, I asked how she would be different than Gary Vecon, and she said that, you know, he was really great at pushing the museum out. And so you can now access the Walters collection, you know, many of their manuscripts and stuff from Singapore. But she was super interested in the objecthood of the objects, that to bring people to Baltimore, that you can see a version of it in Singapore, but that just makes you more want to come to Baltimore and actually see these objects that have had this immense history, both in their own time period and beyond that into our time period.
And did you do this interview? Was this yours?
I did. This was mine.
So I thought. I have not read it yet. I'm looking forward to reading it. And I'm glad you're covering the local theater scene. I mean, Lola Pearson is the number of young people in this town who are really taking this up. And I think that I've always said that Baltimore in some ways is like this miniature Seattle. We just don't know we're here yet.
Yeah, I mean, and they're spectacular up there at the Acme Corporation. We also gave them an award in the Best of Baltimore for their 24-hour production of a Samuel Beckett play, in which these actors went nonstop for 24 hours, 12 hours one week and 24 the next week. But these three plays also, they make such a great use of the St. Mark's Lutheran Church that in ways that you wouldn't expect. And it's hard to write about because you kind of give away the surprise, not in terms of plot, but in terms of physical motion. But it really, they do something spectacular with the space to bring these three plays together in a way that makes them a unified thing, not just a discrete bunch of three separate plays.
Baynard Woods is senior editor for the City Paper, and he's joins us weekly. And some of those weeks we have much longer discussions when we pick articles together out that we have create roundtables about. I encourage you all to pick up your copy of the City Paper this week. Check it out. It's on the ground, in the street, unlike many other publications around us. Baynard Woods, senior editor for the City Paper. Thank you so much, man. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Yep, same here, Mark. Talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We're going to take a brief one-minute break and then be joined by Doug Ganser, Attorney General for the State of Maryland, who's seeking to become the next governor of the State of Maryland. Stay with us.